you are the source of your headache. You are the bottleneck with inside of your business. And it's time to think a little bit bigger, think a little bit broader, think about the people that are helping you do what it is that you do, and see what you can offer them so that they feel like that they have a piece of the pie.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from, where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. Guys, this week it's another solo episode. Kel was supposed to be here. Unfortunately, his father passed away last night, so he's being with his family. The only reason why I bring that up, guys, is because there's things that are much more important than business, that much more important than finances. And I know sometimes the world that we live in can distract us from all of the things that are truly, truly important when it comes down to the end of life, right? Which is family, which is the experience that you have with your family. And just becoming happy and fulfilled should be the priority. Obviously, you know, being successful is awesome, and being successful gives you more options in life to have those experiences with the people that you love and that you care about. But we don't necessarily need to get rich prior to, you know, taking time and enjoying the process of getting old with our family, our kids, our parents, whatever that may be. And so rest in peace, Big John. You know, Kel was lucky enough to be able to take him on an Alaskan fishing trip this last week. Prior, they knew it was, you know, kind of getting down to the wire, and the doctor said, you know, go do something, you know, go spend time with him and create memories. And that's exactly what he did. So I know he's struggling right now. And, you know, obviously we all understand that he should be with his family, not be recording a podcast with us today. Guys, that's not what the episode is about. The episode's really about employees. It's a common theme when I speak to people, whether it's mastermind members or just anybody in general that owns a business. They want to bitch and complain about the employees. It's hard to find good people. It's hard to find yes, it is. That's absolutely true. But if we continue to speak that out into the world over and over and over, we begin to believe it to the point where it feels as though, why put in the effort to even try? Because this is just what it is, and I have to deal with it, right? And so there's this this bias that happens, that if you believe something, you'll do everything in your power to make sure that that belief is true. And so there are good people out there. Good people are being recruited. If you have good people, are you taking care of them? You know, that's the question that I have for you at this point. And throughout the process of building and growing a business, you're going to second guess yourself many, many times. You know, I remember, it was probably 2012, 2013. You know, we had grown a company up to like 17, 18 employees. And then within a few months, we were down to like six. We had like three sales guys, a secretary, and one person doing fulfillment. And I was kind of handling customer support, doing the hiring and firing. And that was, you know, some dark times for me, because it made me question everything about myself. It made me question my leadership ability, my management ability. And I want to share with you that, guys, you should analyze if there's things that you could change and change it, yes. But that is also kind of part of the process as well. You're going to be hit with many blows as you're building and growing a business. That's nothing new. Anybody that's ever built and grown a business to be successful have gone through these phases where they start growing their business and then all of a sudden it dwindles down. You know, it seems like when it rains, it pours. There's a reason why there's that saying. And so as you grow, expect when you're scaling for your business to eventually hit a spot where it retracts. And it usually retracts very, very quickly, right? It's almost like inhaling and exhaling, right? The idea is every time that you inhale and you expand your business, there's going to be an exhale, right? There's going to be a time where, you know, individuals just don't feel like that the opportunity in your organization is there for them to get where they want to go. And that's okay. In some cases, businesses are built for a stepping stone, right? Fast food. That's not something that somebody usually works at for 40 years in a row. and ends up being wildly successful. Now, some people do it and end up being a manager and then manage a region. And so I'm not saying that those opportunities don't exist. It's just super, super rare to become big and successful in the fast food industry. And so usually that's a stepping stone for people that might work there for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and then move on to something else. And so is your business or the industry that you're in a stepping stone? And if it is there anything that you could do to change that and create opportunities for the individuals that you have? And maybe it's setting up another location. Maybe it's partnering with them where they go take, you know, a city nearby and open up that second store, that second branch, whatever you want to call it, and you own, you know, 25% of it. They own 75%. They already know what you're doing. Maybe you could utilize the fact that you've trained them and they were amazing, because great people will eventually want to go do something for themselves. That's just kind of part of it. And great people also get recruited all the time. And so what are you doing to separate yourself from everybody else that also does what you do, right? And if you're not really doing that and you're not able to pay a decent wage, then people will do that. They'll act their wage. If somebody's getting paid $12 an hour, we can't expect excellence from $12 an hour. They will act their wage. They're going to call in sick. They're going to complain all the time. They're going to bitch and moan if you give them any additional responsibilities outside of what they expected coming into the day or into that job. And so if they accepted that position, they're accepting it because they don't feel as though that they're maybe worth, you know, 20 or 25 or 30 or whatever it is per hour at that moment. And that's because they understand that, you know, they lack skills, they lack effort, they lack talent, whatever that might be. And if you have individuals with skills that have effort, that are very talented, you better be doing everything that you possibly can to retain that individual, create an environment that's going to make them want to continue to work for you. And so it's super important. I was on a couple phone calls last week where they're like, man, I just keep getting calls. They want to say, hey, just so that you know, I did this, this, and this, and this. And they're like, I don't care. That's awesome. So what you're saying is you're doing your job. And I had to remind the business owner that just because you expect everybody to operate like you do, and you can go about your day and accomplish things without having to tell everybody what you accomplished or what you did, that's not the same when it comes to employees. They want to be seen, heard, and appreciated. And so in some cases, subconsciously, they're coming to you telling you everything that they did that day or something awesome so that they can get some love from the big guy, the boss, the head honcho. And it's important for you to make time for that and to give knuckles or daps when necessary, right? When they're doing their job and they're showing up and exceeding expectations, make sure that you're delivering bonuses, you're letting them feel seen, heard, and appreciated. All-stars, absolute all-stars, individuals that you maybe can't operate your business without. You know, this is a super important one here. Is you need to start thinking about potential either profit sharing on jobs that they contribute in or equity, because if you don't, somebody eventually will, or they might eventually go do their own thing and start their own business or whatever it may be. And so it's important to make sure that the individuals that are the pillars of your business understand that they're a pillar of the business. A couple conversations that I've had within the last month or so, an individual that is both of them were mastermind members. One of them already did profit sharing, offered 5% quarterly to his two dogs, the individuals that just grind, hustle, you know, 12-hour days, 15-hour days, and really have just been there for him when he needed them every single time. And I said, I'm telling you, if they've been doing that for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, that means they're ultimately capped out because they can't create this precious resource called time. They can't duplicate it. And if they're already working 12, 15-hour days, they're not going to be able to work more hours. If they're already involved in 5% profit sharing, what are you going to do it to 10%? Like, eventually something's got to give, and you've got to offer these individuals maybe 10% each of equity. You can still do your profit sharing. But the individual that I was communicating with is under a lot of amount of stress, dealing with a lot in his life currently. And so, and I think a lot of the times we take pride in being an individual that could bear the load or deal with a lot of stress or a lot of headache. And because that's part of our identity, we struggle, you know, delegating or giving up certain responsibilities. The very thing that we bitch about is the thing that we feel as though that we, The very thing that we bitch about is the very thing that we get some sort of validation in, I guess is the right way to put it, right? And so when you go get to a point in your business where you delegate, and that you don't have a whole lot to do anymore, and your phone's not ringing, and you're not the go-to person anymore, you realize how much of your identity was tied up in, you know, being the individual that was able to answer everybody's questions, solve all the problems. But it doesn't have to be that way. You just believe that to be true, so therefore you continue doing what you're doing and continue to live the exact same life over and over with the same complaints, the same problems, and when you bitch and moan, it's about the same old shit. So you are the source of your headache. You are the bottleneck with inside of your business, and it's time to think a little bit bigger, think a little bit broader. Think about the people that are helping you do what it is that you do, and see what you can offer them so that they feel like that they have a piece of the pie, even if it is a couple points in equity, profit sharing. You know, when it comes to accounting firms or law firms, they do this thing called the waterfall or cascade effect, right? So let's say, for instance, you've built a business and it does $1 million a year, but you need somebody else now, and you have an all-star player on your team and you want to give them equity. Maybe you give them equity after everything up and above the 1 million mark. So they share in, you know, 20% of the profits, so to speak, from the $1 to $2 million mark, or 1 million and above, right? So you've already built the business up to the $1 million mark. And so you deserve everything that's at the million or below. But when somebody else comes in to help you stretch the business and help you grow the business to hit the next level, then they get a piece of the pie from where they're taking over and growing that business. And so that's an option as well. Secondly, if you're busy and you're completely overloaded, you need to think about reevaluating your prices. I talked to another individual that's a part of our mastermind, and I said, man, I'm scraping by 10, 11% profit margins, and it just doesn't seem like there's much headway. And he's wanting to try to add different services to his business model so that he has the ability to make more money. And I said, well, how busy are you right now? And he says, you know, I'm backed up. And I said, well, are you like top of the market, bottom of the market, middle of the market in terms of your price? And he says, I'm fairly cheap. You know, I offer a good deal. And my competitors are charging $135,000 for what I'll charge, you know, $105,000 for. And I said, okay, you're the idiot then. If you continue to do what you've always done and expect anything to change. Like if you have a tough time retaining employees, maybe it's because you're not able to pay them enough, because you're not charging enough for what, and the service that he provides is very unique. It's a very difficult job, and it requires basically a unicorn type individual to be able to do what he does. And so that's why it's so hard to find good people in his industry. And so I was like, well, if it's that hard to find good people, when you find them, don't you want to keep them? Don't you want to do everything that you can to create less stress and less headache in your life right now and in the future? You should retain those people and continue to add to the team, not add to the team because people are leaving the team. And so what I told them to do, I said, add 10% right now to every single quote that you send out. Because I asked him, how many no's do you get when you send out a quote? And he says, I don't really hardly ever get no's. So you're telling me that you're backed up in terms of work. When you send out quotes, you hardly get no's. You have some employees leaving, and the only reason why they would leave is because they don't feel like it's a good enough opportunity, right? And so like all of those things added up to, you know, giving the advice of increase your quote by 10%. And what you're going to do with that 10% is you're going to offer a 5% bonus per job to the individuals that are helping you earn that money. And then your business is automatically 5% more profitable. So instead of 10 or 11% margins, now you're operating at 15 or 16% margins, and you're offering a better opportunity to the people that are helping you source that income and help you generate that revenue. And so These are things that we have to think about. What's the environment that we're creating that makes us different than every other company? And if it's the exact same shit, why would they stay with you? Like, they're going to leave for somebody that waves another dollar per hour, or another $2 per hour, or if they just get sick of working, you know, 10-hour days or 12-hour, like, they might just decide to change careers. And so why would they be bought in with you long-term? Like, what's the opportunity? Are they growing with inside of your organization? Like, mentally, are they growing financially? Is it a happy place to come work? Like, what is it? It's got to be something. And if you really can't pinpoint it, then that's your problem right there, is you're going to have a very, very difficult time scaling and growing a business, because you're going to grow and expand to a certain level. Then you're going to have the drop off, and then you're going to continue to try to refill that drop off. And it's going to be this ebb and flow of where you're bumping up against the ceiling of what's possible for your business, unless you start thinking bigger and creating bigger opportunities for the people that are within inside of your organization. And so if you're currently experiencing drop off, and you're second guessing everything, guess what? That's part of the process. It may be because of you, maybe because of the environment, it may be because of the pay, but it also might not be. It might just be part of the process and the test that you currently have to face at this moment. And if you pass that test, there will be great rewards, right? And so understand that you'll have this happen multiple times, whether you have one employee that ends up surging to 5 and then it goes back down to 3 or 2, whether you surge up to 10 employees and then it goes back down to 4 or 5, whether it goes up to 20 and then drops down to 15 or 12. Like, this is part of the process, and you have to be prepared for that. The idea is making sure that the A players and your all-stars on your team that are the pillars, that they don't go anywhere. You know, other people can be replaced, but it's very difficult when you've become somewhat dependent on certain people. And guess what? If you're dependent on certain people, then you put yourself in that situation. So make sure that you're rewarding those individuals that are creating some sort of ease in your life, right? And so analyze the perks, right? So for us, we do employee of the month, $1,000 bonus. We have a country club membership that the employees can go utilize, whether it's golf, go swimming at the pool. They can order food at the restaurant. There's obviously an awesome work environment. We enjoy, you know, having a good time and laughing and, you know, spending time with each other on a day-to-day basis. There's a break room that stays fully stocked. We have full health benefits. We have 401k matching. And so we try to do a good job of creating an environment that's can't be matched, right? That's very difficult for another employer to say, hey, we've got all of those things plus this, right? And so we feel as though that we're very, very competitive with what we do. And guess what? We had higher turnover when we weren't as competitive, when we were trying to, you know, shortchange, I guess, the individuals that that were on the front lines helping us generate the revenue. And we all do that when we're starting a business, like, you know, because we're strapped on cash. But the idea is, what happens when you're no longer strapped on cash and your business is cash flowing? Are you going back to the source, in other words, your employees, and making sure that they're taken care of? So that's something that you guys need to keep top of mind. Stop saying that it's difficult. Yes, the market is more difficult, but those people, provided you have the right opportunity and the right work environment, do exist. And they're probably searching you out as well. Now, if you don't have the right opportunity or work environment, what is it that you can add in order to make it the right opportunity or the right work environment, so that you have to deal with a little bit less headaches, a little bit less stress or pressure? Because that's a big part of business, is trying to backfill people constantly leaving an organization when you could really be focusing on scaling and growing your business versus just maintaining at that point. And so that's something to think about. I hope this episode brought some value to you. Make sure you're rating and reviewing the podcast. We did have like a 3-star review, which I thought was funny. Maybe it was even 2 stars. It was a gal saying something. Oh, I listened, and the episode, I thought it was going to be about business, and they were talking about being rich and ripped and rare or something like that. And obviously that individual doesn't really understand the whole gist of the podcast, because, you know, life is bigger than just business, right? It's about feeling good. It's about being fulfilled. It's about being happy. It's about serving other people and living up to your truest and highest potential. And so, guys, we hope that you're getting that and receiving that from this podcast. And then my guess is you are, and that's why you're continuing to tune in on a week-to-week basis. So we appreciate you guys. Keep kicking ass. See you next week.